Bouquet of Tulips, a gift from US artist Jeff Koons, features 11 giant tulips, the flower that is often used to symbolise love. But the work, created in Koons' typical kitsch style, has divided opinion. Art editor Raphael Peck is on the line from Paris. Good evening, Raphael.
Good evening. Here it is morning in Paris.
Lovely. What's the weather like?
Well, it's getting hotter today. It will be around, I think, 20 degrees, which is quite like in summer.
Very nice. Well, Raphael, whatever you think of the sculpture, it is a lovely gesture, isn't it?
Well, you know, people are divided. I was personally rather against, but seeing it, I'm like some people, I don't really like it, but I don't completely dislike it either. So it's I'm divided in myself, inside, as many as the French population itself is divided.
It's quite confronting. I see that you've taken a photo of it for your magazine. What's it like in reality, standing beneath it?
Well, they are quite big, and when you look at the skin of the arm, it's very realistic. You know, you almost see the hair on the arm. And then it's quite big. The stone they put, it was chosen by the municipality of Paris. So the day I went, it was there had been some rain, so the stone was not as beautiful as it should be. But the whole sculpture is quite. The place is there are trees, but not very near, so it's very visible. And it's in a location that is behind the Petit Palais, which actually many people don't even know. So I guess it will be a new direction for people and also for tourists.
And Raphael, what are the tulips made of? I've heard that they're inflatable, but they can't be.
Well, it's metal, and it's been manufactured in Germany quite a long time ago, because, as you know, the first idea was in 2016.
Yes.
And the first location that was chosen by Jeff Koons was close to Palais de Tokyo, which is the main one of the main contemporary art locations in Paris. And that's why many people opposed the idea. They felt that it was decided by Jeff Koons, and it was a gesture of self-promotion. It took time, but the sculpture was already produced in Germany. So in the meantime, while waiting for the new location, it was just waiting. But it's metal. It's metal.
Uh-huh. Not the shiny Jeff Koons signature metal, a little bit duller.
Sorry?
Not as shiny as Jeff Koons' signature style.
But it's very shiny. I mean, the tulips themselves are bright in colours. And they are quite shiny, at least when there is sun in Paris.
Yes. How much did it cost?
Well, the first prize they gave was $3.5 million. And it was not very clear back in 2018 when there was all this question about putting them in front of Palais de Tokyo. Who would have to pay the price? So many people thought it was the French taxpayer who would have to pay this amount. Actually, the amount has been given by American and French mecenas. It's not paid by the French public. And it's the cost has been a bit lighter where it is now, because close to the Palais de Tokyo, they would have to reinforce, you know, the ground. But it's about $3.5 million.
And what is it that you say you sort of like it and you sort of don't, but what is it that you didn't like about it?
Well, it's always the same. I mean, the idea of Jeff Koons deciding to give something and deciding where he would like to have it visible. And in fact, there is the price I give you is the price of manufacturing the sculpture. But then they will have to be maintained. And they said it would the money would come from the proceeds of all the rights, you know, visual rights. But this is not very clear. And what have been I've put people in disarray is a bit this. It was not a real gift, but rather as a business-minded gesture.
Right, the self-promotion. So it's not necessarily the work itself, it's what surrounds it. But what do you think as an art editor of the actual sculpture?
Sorry?
What do you think of Koons's work, of the actual sculpture itself?
Well, the actual sculpture is, you know, there is a variation close to the Guggenheim Bilbao. So I think people, I mean, everybody knows Jeff Koons. Everybody knows what he produces. Some people like, some people really dislike. It's not revolutionary in his work. So, I mean, it's for people, I think it's really, it looks like a Jeff Koons. So it's not a surprise.
I think that says it all, Raphael. It looks like a Jeff Koons.
It looks like a Jeff Koons, exactly.
Well, thank you very much for joining us in New Zealand this evening and your morning. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
It's Raphael Pick on the line from Paris.